science is keeping up with metaphysics. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Science is keeping up with metaphysics. Now, how in the world is science keeping up with metaphysics? Metaphysics, throughout all time, throughout all history, has told us again and again about what the universe is all about. The philosophers, the scientists who have done research into the stars and into the planets and into all of the activities of space and into life itself, come up with many wonderful, beautiful things. The philosophers of ancient ages say things that the philosophers of today say. The psychology of ancient ages is just as much current as today as it was then. And we follow these things and we live these things and we know these things. Just what are the scientists doing? They're telling us the same story again and again and again, that all time and all space is right here and right now, and that we live in this timeless and spaceless beingness with all knowledge. We're omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent. We are the allness. And we say, well, my goodness, that's God. That's how we define God. And that's true. God is in and through and as all of us, as the omniscience, omnipotence, and omnipresence. We are these things. We live these things. We know these things. We experience these things. Science and metaphysics really are walking hand in hand through the patterns of life. It's not that science is unaware, and it's not that metaphysics is unaware, but each in their own language express what they understand, how the universe is created and how the universe functions and how mankind lives as mankind and how man lives as a family and as a community. All of these things are metaphysically understood. All of these things are scientifically shown. Man lives as a community because it's a beneficial way for him to live. Man lives as a family because it's a beneficial way for him to live. Man lives as a being who's aware of the sun, the moon, the stars. He's aware of the time structure of things and the seasons. He's aware of these things that science likes to place in its domain. But truly, it's in the domain of all knowledge. Metaphysics is all knowledge. All knowledge arises out of metaphysics, according to the definition of the dictionary itself. Metaphysics is the source of all knowledge. It is the cause of all knowledge. It is the extent of all knowledge, all wisdom. We don't really give much credit to this too often. And the reason we don't do that is because we think primarily in the now. Scientists, philosophers, theologians, and metaphysicians throughout all time have always thought in the now. They have always lived in the now. They have always expressed everything they are and everything they dream about and everything that they think about right now, because that's all they know. And as they live the now, they live a harmonious life. That's why the community of man is so harmoniously structured, and that's why it exists. It's not unusual, it's not strange, it's the truth that in every culture there is a family, there is the home, and there is the community. In every culture, man likes to live as a group. He likes to live with his family. He likes to be treasuring his family and his group. These are metaphysical concepts. These are scientific concepts. These are how animals live. These are how plants live. These are how all living matter lives. And even the non-living matter, as we call it, the minerals that we see and we call non-living, they too live according to a pattern of community. They too live in a pattern of awareness, or perhaps Because community is so much in our consciousness, we interpret every object that we look at from the humanity point of view, from the community point of view. And this is a wise look. This is a wise choice. Because as we do this, we can readily understand how nature, both human nature and animal nature and divine nature, all work as a lovely pattern together, accomplishing great and wonderful things. Metaphysicians have always walked hand in hand with science. In other words, the thinker has always walked hand in hand with the thought. And as the thinker walks hand in hand with the thought naturally becomes ennobled and becomes understood and becomes utilized. But the metaphysician is the one who walks in that state of consciousness at all times. Now, we might not realize how much he is doing that and how much he walks in that state of universal awareness, but it is all too true. He doesn't need to have a title as scientist or as philosopher or theologian. He doesn't need any title at all. He just has the title of being. Now, he has the opportunity of several titles in being. He can be a human being, and he can be a divine being. And if he's a human being, he will consider all possibilities, all experiences from the human point of view. And as a metaphysician, as a human being, he will walk hand in hand with knowledge and wisdom and science, and they will be cooperative together from the limited point of view that a human being has. Now, the moment this human being recognizes that there is more to life than he has ever contemplated, he will step into an awareness of his divine beingness. And when he steps into the awareness of his divine beingness, he says, "Hey, I can think any thought I want. I can dream any dream I want. I can have any concept about life that I choose, and quite likely, it'll prove itself to be true." He doesn't go into it trying to prove it true. He just goes into it enjoying it, using it, and having a great deal of fun using the knowledge that he has. You and I do this all the time. We look at the world, and intuitively we understand what the world is all about. We look at the world and intellectually we understand what the world is all about. We look at the world and emotionally we understand what the world is all about. And depending upon where our framework is, our emphasis is, whether it's our emotions, our intellect, or our great and wonderful intuitive self, whatever it may be, that guides our thinking to whatever level it can possibly go. Now, you can be on the divine level and intellectually think. You can be on the divine level and emotionally think. You can be on the divine level and intuitively think. And you can be on the human level and do the same thing. When you're on the divine level, what you have left behind on the human level is judgment. You've left behind all contemplation that things can or cannot be. On the divine level, you have in your consciousness, man has in its awareness on the divine level, that all is and all is very good. And so on the divine level, man seeks to interpret what's going on to his benefit and his joy. And he sees the sun shining, and on the divine level, he says, that is good. And on the divine level, it says, okay, walk under the shade of the tree and enjoy being outdoors. On the divine level, you have all sorts of inspirational, intuitive ideas that fill your heart, that fill your mind, that fill your awareness, so that you are a competent, beautiful metaphysician living in the divine. Now, metaphysicians live on the human level, too. And they do a mighty wonderful job on the human level. But like the Aztec calendar, it went to a certain date. It didn't have a perpetuity in it. It had a possibility of a perpetuity in it, but it didn't have the perpetuity there. It didn't have that eternal quality about it, that foreverness. And yet, scientists try to say it has. But we say it does not have it merely because it stops. If it is eternal, it would never stop. It would have an awareness about itself as a calendar that would show it going on and on and on. Scientists today are having an interesting quandary here in America. They're thinking they'll cut off the half a second from the leap year and not have that anymore. And then the scientists say, and centuries from now, millions of years from now, noon will be at daybreak. And time will be changing because we have discarded the second. But discarding the second does something for the scientists. They haven't explained what it does for them, but they merely want to change things around and see how they can restructure life. Now, the scientists who came up with the idea that the second was needed to bring about balance in the years and so forth, it's an artificial activity. The divine activity needs no such artificiality. The divine activity has all time, all space, and all things being in absolute balance. It does not manipulate it to make it happen. It has a perfect cause and it has an ideal effect. It's our privilege and our joy as metaphysicians on the divine level to be aware of the reality of all. But so long as we live on the human level and our books don't jibe in our bookkeeping, we'll take a penny or a dollar and add it to the account to make them balance. And yet, in our heart, we know it is wrong. The divine bookkeeper never has to make false judgments and make false entries into his account. The divine bookkeeper is always doing everything from the divine point of view perfectly and wonderfully at all times. There is no making up the books. It's just not done. And it never can be done. But what can be done is, as we as metaphysicians, and we all are metaphysicians, as we as metaphysicians look at life and say, oh, I see. That's an interesting concept. Now, all should be in perfect balance because that's the way all is divine. All is divine and all is designed in perfect balance, in perfect harmony. Now, I know the perfect balance and I know the perfect harmony. And I reveal that now in me. I don't work at it. I don't panic it. I don't seek it out as though it's something so tremendously important that I must do it. It is just that I know it is there. And as a metaphysician, intuitively knowing it is there, I let it be revealed in my life. And as I practice in letting all things be revealed for divine right action in my life, all knowledge and all wisdom and all that I am is not only revealed to me, but it is revealed in its ideal format. It is without any human virtue. It is a divine concept, absolutely perfect at all times. It's a fun thing to live and realize that science is walking hand in hand with the metaphysician, and the metaphysician, too, is walking hand in hand with science, because science is the meaning of wisdom and knowledge, more to the point of knowledge. And so As knowledge is a fact, and these facts on the human level are constantly changing, and as the metaphysician raises his attitude above the human to the divine, intuitively the metaphysician knows all facts, and he doesn't have to worry about adding a second to the calendar to make it balance on leap year. He doesn't have to do different things to manipulate truth, to manipulate fact, to manipulate the allness. He lets go and lets the allness be revealed in and through him, and he is truly a revealed being. Science and metaphysicians walk hand in hand through life and are having a glorious journey. And you and I are right there with them. Have a great time and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.